It's one of Beirut's historical landmarks, the Soursouk Museum. It's been part of the country's history and among the victims of its dark chapters. 3 years ago, much of the building was destroyed. Less than a kilometer away, an explosion at the port leveled neighborhoods across the city. The 19th century palace has now been put back together. Most of the art collections are back on display. Among them, a portrait of Nicholas Soursouk, the man who turned his residence into this museum after his death. Restoration work cost $2 million, money donated by the international community.
We were able to face death and win. But yes, now we have many battles. Like many Lebanese, we face a battle to survive in this economic crisis. The second battle is about fundraising because we have no banking system that is working properly. And locally, the fundings are really very rare.
Karina Al-Hello is the museum's director. She tells us it was a difficult journey in a country where a nearly bankrupt state can't provide basic services like electricity. It's been a difficult past as well, and it's reflected here. Whether it was the civil war, foreign invasions, or the blast at the port that was believed to have been caused by ammonium nitrate.
My message is to show this whole timeline of our country, of the resistance of our artists that are not only touched by the blast, but they have been resisting in a very difficult context. The blast is something that will stay forever in our memory. And unfortunately, we have not been able to recover from it because we have not really, we don't know what killed us.
A memorial now stands in the garden for the youngest victim. 2-year-old Isaac used to come here with his parents. Now, the museum will also tell his story. Zana Khadr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.